Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the third parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet and Parak Gimel Mishnah Hay. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim regarding a case where you have shutz and you have partners who each separate truma one after the other. Rabbi Akiva assumed that generally speaking, partners cannot separate one on behalf of the other because no one wants someone else separating truma for them. However, the Chachamim said no, that as long as one of the partners separates for the other person, that works, that is valid. So our Mishnah is now going to clarify the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Says the Mishnah, Bamed Devarim Emurim, when is it true that Rabbi Akiva holds that the partners cannot separate one from the other? Bishelo Diber, when no one explicitly told him that he was allowed to separate. But certainly, if one partner tells the other, you can separate Truma for me, then certainly that's a situation where even Rabbi Akiva would agree he can separate Truma for his partner. Continues Aval Hirsha as Ben Beso, Os Avdo, Os Shifchaso Litro. If a person gives permission to someone, a member of his home, or his slave, or his maidservant, and says, you can't separate Truma for me, Truma, so Truma says the Mishnah, that Truma is completely valid, even though Rabbi Akiva assumes that generally speaking, a person doesn't want someone else to separate Truma for him. If he explicitly says, you can separate Truma for me, then certainly he can separate Truma for him. Now, what's interesting here is it mentioned an Eved Kenani, which generally refers to a non-Jewish slave, and we learned in the first parak of the Masechta that a non-Jew is not allowed to separate Truma. So, the Bartanura points out, and just the general aspect of Halacha that it's important for us to be aware of, it's an Eved Kenani is actually has Kedusha, has a certain level of holiness as a Jew, and he's not like regular non-Jews. They're obligated in the same mitzvos and the same commandments that women are obligated in time-bound mitzvos and mitzvos asay shez mangrama. So even though normally an Eved is considered to be a non-Jew for many purposes, he's not a regular non-Jew, and therefore he has the ability to separate Truma if asked by his owner to do so. Continues the Mishnah, Bitel. So let's say he gave permission, but now Bitel, now he's canceling the permission that he gave. Im ad shelo taram Bitel. If he canceled it before the Truma was separated, ain't Truma so Truma, and then the guy decides to go and separate Truma, the Truma is not valid because before he separated the Truma, the permission, the Rishus, was canceled, and therefore the Truma would not be valid. However, Ve'im Mishetaram Bitel, however, if he canceled the permission once the Truma was already separated, then Truma so Truma, then the Truma is valid because the permission was already given, and going forward he can't separate Truma for him, but the Truma that was already separated is considered to be valid. Continuing in the Mishnah, HaPoalim, Ein Lohen Rishus Lishrom. Generally speaking, workers do not have permission to separate Truma for their boss, Chutz Min HaDarochos, except for Darochos. Who are Darochos? Darochos, the Bartanura points out, is basically a situation where you have an Am Haaretz, someone who's not so careful when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, and he hires these Darochos, these workers, these Chaverim, people who are trusted, who are experts, who are careful when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, when it comes to the Halachos of purity and impurity. And what's the concern here is that when you're crushing the grapes into wine, so you have the liquid come out, and at this point they become what we call Machshir Tuma, that now they have the ability to make something Tameh, and therefore he hires these Darochos, these special people, to make sure that the Truma is separated and that everything's done in an appropriate way to make sure that they don't become Tameh. So Shehein Matam in Esagas Miyad, because the owner himself, he would be Matame, he's Tameh. So he would make all of the wine Tameh immediately. So we hired the Darochos, and we assume that there's this implicit permission for the Darochos to also separate the Truma, because again, they were hired because they're careful in the area of Tumah V'Tahara to make sure that the produce does not become Tameh, does not become impure. Now we're continuing with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Ha'omer, if a person says, Trumas hakri ze besocho, uma asrosa besocho, Trumas meiser ze besocho, if a person says any of these three things, what's in this pile is Truma, or what's in this pile is meiser, or what's in this pile is Trumas Meiser, which again is the piece that's given to the Kohen from the Meiser Rishon, from what the Levi's given. So there's a three machlokas regarding what happens in this situation. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kara Shem. Rabbi Shimon says that once you say that what's in this pile is Truma or Trumas Meiser, whatever the case may be, or Meiser, then once you call that, then you're only allowed to separate Truma or Meiser or whatever it is from the inner surface of the pile. You said Bisocho, in this pile is Truma, so then you're only allowed to separate Truma from what's physically in the pile, not the outer layer of the pile, but what's in the pile. V'chachamim om, and the chachamim say, ad sheyomar b'tzfono o b'droma, the chachamim are more strict. They say, no, that you have to specify what part of the pile are we talking about. Is it the northern part of the pile? Is it the southern part of the pile? And as the Bar Tanora points out, we pask like the chachamim that you would need to distinguish what part of the pile are you going to be separating truma from. Simply saying inside the pile doesn't work, doesn't limit what you are separating truma from. Rabbi Lazar Chisma has a third opinion, and he says, Ha'omer Trumas Hakrimi Menu Alav. That all a person says is that the truma of the pile is upon the pile. That truma is going to be taken from upon this pile. Karashim, he's the most lenient opinion that's, and he's basically saying that you don't have to distinguish inside, you don't have to distinguish where in the pile. All you got to say is in the pile, and then you can take truma, and you have to take truma from somewhere in this pile, whether it's the outside of the pile, the inside of the pile, but it has to come from the pile. Now we have one final opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Ha Omer Isur Meiser Zeh, Asoy Trumas Meiser Allah. That if a person says that I'm separating Meiser, that this Meiser is going to have a status of Trumas Meiser, that the Trumas Meiser, which is again, is what the Levi gives to the Kohen. So a person says, a Levi says that I'm going to be giving Trumas Meiser from this Meiser, Rishon, then Kara Hashem. Then Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that you would have to take the Trumas Meiser from that pile of Meiser Rishon, because that's what you said. You said that you're going to take Trumas Meiser from that pile, and therefore, that's what you need to do. Now, what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying here, and what he's disagreeing with, is two things. Number one, he's saying that Trumas Meiser, if you look at the previous page, in the beginning of the Mishnah, one of the examples then that you could say that Trumas Meiser is going to be given from this pile. But the truth is that Trumas Meiser is only given from Meiser Rishon. Once you separate for the Levi, then Trumas Meiser is taken from that. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov saying that you can't separate, you can't declare that Trumas Meiser is being separated from this tevel, from these crops, until Meiser Rishon is actually separated, because it's not ready for Trumas Meiser until you separate the Meiser Rishon. So that's the first thing that he says, that you can only separate Trumas Meiser and declare that you're separating Trumas Meiser once you have the Meiser Rishon actually separated. And the next thing that he's disagreeing with, at least when it comes to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, is that he also holds, similar to Rabbi Lazar Chisma, who said that nothing must be specified, that as long as you say from this pile, then the truma has to be taken from that pile. It doesn't have to be besocho, it doesn't have to be from in the pile, it doesn't have to be the northern part or the southern part. As long as you say that you're giving from the pile, then truma must be given from, or in this case, truma smeiser must be given from that pile. Quick review, Paragimel Mishnah Dal taught us that if a person specifies and says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that you, someone else has the ability to separate Chuma on their behalf, then anyone has the ability to separate Chuma from that person. However, if the person then cancels the Rishus, which he's certainly allowed to do, then the cancellation only works if it's before the separation took place. If the separation already took place, then the Chuma is valid. But if the separation didn't take place yet, then the truma would not be valid if he nevertheless went and separated the truma. Then the Mishnah told us that workers cannot separate truma for their boss. They're working in the field, they want to separate truma, they cannot do so, again, without permission, except for the darochos, these special chaverim, these special people who are experts in the halachos of a tuma and tara, of purity and impurity, and therefore they're sort of hired to make sure that the crops, when they're crushing the grapes and making them into wine, don't become tummy, and certainly that there's this implicit permission that they can also separate truma as well. And then Perakim Mishnah taught us a bit of a machlokas regarding a situation where a person has a pile of produce and says that the truma is going to be taken from within this pile. So according to Rabbi Shimon, okay, that's sufficient. Then you have to separate truma from within that pile, from the inner layer of the pile. The Chachamim and Natsavi Pats can say that doesn't work. You have to, in order to limit yourself in terms of where you take separating truma from, you have to differentiate and distinguish and say that you're separating from this part of the pile or from that part of the pile, from the north part, from the south part, and so on. Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma says that all you got to do is say you're taking the truma from a pile, and then you have to take it from the pile. It doesn't matter if you say within the pile or where in the pile, but as long as you differentiate and say this pile, then you have to separate truma from that pile. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov added and said that according to him, no, that when it comes to trumas ma'aser, which is separated from ma'aser rishon for the kohen, that there you can't separate that from, you can't declare that anytime. When it comes to tevel, you can only separate and declare that you're separating trumas ma'aser when you actually have ma'aser rishon, which again is where trumas ma'aser ultimately comes from. And he also agrees with Rabbi Elazar Chisma, who said that you don't have to ever differentiate and say where in the pile or if it's in the pile or out of the pile. As long as you say that you're separating truma from this pile, that's where you must separate truma from. Have a great day.